With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steele. A new national survey commissioned by CropLife America reveals strong trust in American farmers and public recognition of the benefits pesticides provide in making food more affordable and accessible. The poll found that two-thirds of Americans approve of the job American farmers are doing, underscoring their vital role in feeding the nation. An overwhelming majority of voters agree that when farmers use tools like pesticides to control weeds, crop diseases, and insect pests, it leads to greater food choices and lower costs for families. The poll confirms what America's farmers have known for generations. The public trusts them and understands that pesticides are an essential tool for growing the food that we rely on. That from CLA President and CEO Alexandra Dunn. When we protect American crops, we protect American families by keeping grocery store prices down and helping ensure an affordable and abundant supply of fruits, vegetables, and grains. A coalition of over 100 ag groups is expressing concern about a soon-to-be-released federal report on how chemicals and other factors may be contributing to rising levels of childhood diseases. The Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, report will come from the agency led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said on Tuesday there's not a word in the draft he's seen that should worry the American farmer. Scott Henry of Nevada, a fourth-generation farmer in Iowa, suggests that's hard to believe because Kennedy has compared farmers to terrorists in the past.
The biggest thing that I want to make clear today is that if the MAHA Commission's report drives future policy decisions, food prices will go up. And instead of making America healthy again, we'll be making America hungry again.
Henry says the impact of anti-agricultural activists like Kennedy could be severe if farmers are no longer allowed to use Roundup to control weeds. Bayer is continuing its push to resolve lawsuits linking Roundup, its popular weed killer, to cancer. People familiar with the matter say the company is also exploring a bankruptcy filing for its Monsanto agriculture business in case the settlement plan fails. Bayer is drawing up plans to try and resolve some of its mass lawsuits over Roundup through proceedings in a Missouri state court where a majority are still pending. Given its past difficulties in ending the Roundup litigation in civil courts, the German drug and agriculture conglomerate is preparing, as another option, a bankruptcy filing covering the weed killer's U.S. manufacturer, Monsanto. One possible option, the Texas two-step, has yielded mixed results after court rulings curbed the use of Chapter 11 to protect solvent companies from litigation. Bayer is exploring the option of placing Monsanto's U.S. business directly into Chapter 11. A new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the competitive landscape for rural broadband operators is rapidly evolving as improved technologies have made wireless broadband more viable and scalable, even in hard-to-serve public areas. Combined with changing consumer preferences and an influx of public and private investment, technological advances are reshaping the nature of rural connectivity. The smartphone broadband service bundle is proving to be a powerful competitive force, said Jeff Johnston, digital infrastructure economist with CoBank. It will become even more popular as technology improves and consumer expectations continue evolving. He also says the smaller broadband operators serving rural areas need to seriously evaluate whether offering mobile phone service may be necessary to defend their market share and position their operations for long-term growth. Satellite broadband is also evolving. SpaceX's Starlink has set the pace, but Amazon's Project Kuiper will likely come to market much more aggressively this year. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.